it's Avery, and welcome to Acoustic Conversations with Friends. Today I'm here with Ian and Shiloh. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. And all right. And today we're just start out with some warm-up questions, just about your favorite artists and songs. So, what are some of your favorite artists and why?
Well, I'm a country boy, so I'm right now Morgan Wallen and yeah,
nice.
Stuff like
nice
that.
Nice.
My answer today will probably be different than my answer tomorrow, but
that's okay.
Currently, I would say Phoebe Bridgers is up there.
Ooh, good choice.
And then your classic rock artists, Led Zeppelin, Fleetwood Mac, Beatles, they're always up there. So
Nice. I would have to say Phoebe as well. She is an icon. And then, probably a lot of alternative artists like Arctic Monkeys, amazing. The Neighborhood, absolutely amazing.
And I would add those to my list too.
Ooh, yes. And then, that's all that comes to mind. But yeah, very nice choices.
Nice.
Okay, so of those artists, what are some of your favorite songs by them and why?
Oh, my favorite song right now is probably Sand in My Boots, because yes, you can laugh. It's okay.
It reminds me of Snake in My Boot. little Toy Story reference
for
you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. It's a bop.
It's okay. I grew up in Texas, in Oklahoma, so
yep.
I understand. Good choices.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
For me, my favorite Phoebe song is I See You.
Oh, good song.
So, gonna have to go with that. And then my current favorite Led Zeppelin song is either Ramble On or Dazed and Confused.
Oh, so both amazing.
We'll put those three into
good.
Consideration.
Good choices. Have to say, oh man, I See You is one of my favorites of Phoebe. I Know the End. That one is just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Never heard a better song. And then, let me think. Have to say, probably Single by The Neighborhood. It's been my favorite for like 2 years now. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And then there's probably more, but I cannot think of any. So, yes. Okay, next question is, who influenced your music taste the most growing up?
Probably my older sister. She was a country fan. And
she has wonderful music taste, too.
Yeah, now I am. So. That.
Perfect.
Most definitely my dad. His music was all I listened to for probably the first 12 years of my life. And he is a big classic rock fanatic. The Beatles, Bruce Springsteen, those are some of his favorite artists. And that's definitely carried over for me.
Perfect. I'd have to say it's probably a mix between my mom and my dad, because like I got a lot of artists from my mom, like probably Norah Jones, and then there's more, but I can't think of it. Oh, Big Head Todd and the Monsters, that's another one. That's one of her favorites. And my dad brought in a lot of like an alternative Christian. Very good genre of music. And then, it's probably an equal mix between both of them, but a lot of my dad influenced me. So, what's one song you always recommend and why?
See, I can't recommend songs because nobody likes country.
Okay, so. If you were to meet someone who does like country, then...
If I were to meet someone who does like country, I probably would recommend... Break on Me by Keith Urban.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Good choices. I've never heard it, but you know what? I'm going to assume it's good.
It's a country song.
Okay. All right. Shiloh?
Oh, that's a really hard question because it would depend on the person. But I guess for a general recommendation, I would say Where'd All the Time Go by Dr. Dog.
Oh, that is such a good song.
Which is
an
amazing song. Even though a lot of people have heard it at this point, if you haven't, you should definitely listen to it because it is amazing.
It really is, like, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Oh, boy. Okay, I think one song that I usually always recommend is... Ooh, wait, let me think. Ah, man. Usually I'm... Wait. What do I need to think? Oh, I usually a lot of Fleetwood Mac songs, like Dreams and maybe Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac. That is an amazing song.
Seven Wonders. I would add to your list. Yes.
Good, good, good. Yes. And then.
Ooh, gotta love Stevie Nicks.
Yes, agreed. Although my dad doesn't like Stevie Nicks, and
I question your dad's taste.
Shameful.
It blows me away.
Really, it is.
Like what? Huh? What? But I think another song might be. Oh man, I can't think of any. Yeah, I'm gonna say those songs by Fleetwood Mac. Those are the only ones that come to mind.
Nice.
Woo!
Woo! And then, what is one song that has the best song lyrics? There could be so many answers to this.
There could be. Like wholesome lyrics? Or like?
It could be any of it. Just your favorite. Just
what, my favorite lyrics to a song?
It could be anything.
I'd probably Get Along by Kenny Chesney. Just because like it's talking about like how we just, if we just, you know, get along, the world would be such a better place.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
That's great. I thought you were going to say Red Solo Cup.
Oh, that was also up there.
It was also high on the tier.
Honky Tonk Badonkadonk, that's up there too.
Oh, yes. All right, what about you, Shiloh?
Well, you know, Honky Tonk Badonkadonk. No. Hey. Probably Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen. I think that song is just so incredibly written. Personally, I think it's his best work, which is saying something, given Ooh. That he's the boss.
Yes, but he's Bruce Springsteen. So
he's Bruce Springsteen. But I really just love that song with my whole heart. It is amazing.
Okay. I'm going to have to say, so, of course, number one for best song lyrics, I have to give to the VeggieTales rap. Like,
oh, that's
I just,
true.
Yep. I have to. That will always take number one.
But, I mean, if you like to talk to tomatoes, you better go listen to it.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Oh. If you know, like to waltz up and down the grocery aisle, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But then number two right now is Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls, because that is just, like, an amazing song.
We
I love
were talking
so
about that song last night.
We were. Yeah. I was listening
wonderful.
To
wonderful.
Because I was listening to it for like the 10th time in a row. And I was like, you know what? This is a really good song.
This really is
good. Like, I'm going to listen to this so many times more, but it's amazing. Okay. So now some more like, I guess not deeper, but like, you know, more like complex questions a little bit more. So if you could travel back to any decade of music, what would it be and why?
I'd probably go back to the 60s so I could go to Woodstock.
Yes. Yes, I love, yes, yes, 100%.
I am on the same page as Ian. Late 60s, early 70s was a prime time for music. And I think I would be scared at Woodstock, but I think I would also have a great time. So,
you know, I'm going to be the one that's like crying in the corner the whole time, just trying to listen to the good music. But, you know, but and I just want to go, I would agree. I want to go to the late 60s, 70s. And just hear Jimmy play like live. That is all that I want.
That's
Jimi
the
Hendrix
dream.
Playing guitar live.
Fleetwood Mac in their prime.
Oh my goodness! Yes. Yeah. Yes. And Janis Joplin too. She's
oh my
icon.
Goodness.
Yes.
Don't get me started.
Okay, and then another one. If you could only go to one concert, where would you go and why?
I'd go to Taylor Swift.
Yes. Oh yes.
Because Taylor Swift is the music industry. Changed
she,
my mind.
Yes. Oh, yes. Agreed. 100%.
Period. Hearing All Too Well, 10-minute version, live? That
oh
would be
goodness.
A spiritual experience.
Oh, man. Yes. Taylor Swift all the way. And then, oh, man, let me think of other ones. What other music do I like? All I can think about is Taylor Swift.
Only Taylor Swift. I exclusively listen to Taylor Swift.
Just Taylor Swift.
She is the music industry, and therefore you need nothing else.
There we go.
It's true.
Yeah. I would have to say probably a Fleetwood Mac concert. That would be amazing. And then...
If the artist can be dead, Jimi Hendrix, 100%,
oh, yes.
Has to be on that list.
100%. And then, oh, wait, Simon and Garfunkel. That's what I was forgetting. Yes, I would love to see them in concert and perform Bridge Over Troubled Water or
America.
The Boxer. Or America. Yes, America. Amazing. Okay. Oh, here's a good one. If you were trapped on a deserted island and you had all the essentials, but could only bring one album, what would it be?
One album? It'd probably be the Fearless Taylor Swift album.
Ah, oh, good choice. Taylor's version or no? Which I already know you don't like Taylor's version.
No, but. Taylor's version.
Just, really?
Well, yes, yeah, solely because she got annihilated by her publishing company.
Yes, so that is
you
true.
Have to support the Taylor.
Exactly, exactly.
Yep.
100%.
Even though it's not as good. I mean, what?
It's okay. It's okay. We can all have the wrong opinion. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. We're all out of wrong opinion here and there. It's okay.
It's okay.
I think Ian just has my mind on Taylor. So I'm going to go with Red Taylor's version.
Ooh, yes.
And also, that album is so freaking long. I don't think I would ever get bored of it. So that's another pro to bringing that with me.
You would not. Oh, man. I need to think. It's like, okay, what genre of music do I want to start with? That's like the thing. Because like, if I bring a rock album, I might get sick of the rock album.
You know, you wouldn't believe it, but you actually wrote these questions.
I know. That's true.
It's kind of crazy. Like
yeah.
I know. Who would have
crazy
thought?
How that works.
But I would have to say, what in the world did I bring? I'm trying to think of a 70s artist that I would, not sure. Again, I've said it like 1,000 times, but maybe a Fleetwood Mac album. I don't know.
Rumors or?
Probably Rumors.
Yeah.
I would bring, I think I'd bring the album Wiped Out by the Neighborhood, which I know you know, but it is a very good album. Very nice. Very, very, very boppy. Very nice.
Pretty epic.
Pretty. Wonderful. It is very epic. I've already listened to it like 1,000 times, but you know, I can listen to 1,000 more. Okay. And we're about short on time, so I have a few more questions. If you were a musician, what kind of music would you make and why?
I would probably make parodies because then I don't have to write my own music. I just have to write the lyrics.
You just have to like rewrite the lyrics.
Exactly.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with electronic, not because I actually listen to electronic, but because I have no musical talent whatsoever. So if I could use autotune all of the time and call it artistic style, that would be just ideal.
Post Malone, period.
Period.
There we go. There we go. You could be a rapper, Shiloh. You could be a
Shy
rapper.
Dog. As I am so affectionately known in the Wolkowiak household.
You know, all you have to do, Shiloh, is just talk really fast, and you know, then you got it down.
Yep.
Right there. I think I'm pretty good at that, so get me some caffeine, and I am set.
There we go.
True.
I would have to say I would be a rock musician, just so that I can learn to play guitar, but electric guitar specifically, and then I can just go and just jam out on electric guitar. So
nice.
That would be mine. And then, okay, last question here. Would you rather never be able to listen to your favorite song again or never listen to your favorite artist again, and why? That's kind of a tough one, but I'll repeat it real quick. Would you rather never be able to listen to your favorite song again or never be able to listen to your favorite artist again?
I'd never listen to my favorite song again because my favorite song can change.
That's true.
I guess so
That's
can
true.
My favorite artist, but like my favorite artist sings multiple songs.
There you go.
So it's like the lesser evil, you know?
Okay. Okay. I can see that. What about you, Shiloh?
I am on the same page. We're going to do minimal loss here. One song versus an entire discography. So, you know.
I know. I'm going to have to agree with you guys. I think me too. All right. And then we got just one more minute left. But if you could pick one genre of music to listen to for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
I'd probably listen to like the 2008 to 2015, because that's like, I don't know. That's like,
it's a very nostalgic time.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That was my childhood.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, Kesha with the, what was it? TikTok, I think.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
What category does VeggieTales rap fall into? Because absolutely that one. No, I'm just kidding. Probably rock.
Yes.
I don't think I could live without that, so.
Well, and rock could fall under so many different.
True. Like, I'm just generalizing rock in general, which encapsulates so many things. So I think I'm pretty good.
You know, I'm going to have to agree with you, too. I'm going to say rock as well. All right. Well, that about wraps up the podcast. Thank you so much for coming. This has been a time, a very wonderful time.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful rest of your day.